The final hours ahead of the Ontario Hockey League's trade deadline on Friday were relatively quiet compared to other years, but some difficult decisions were made by many of the league's 20 general managers. Despite that, it wasn't an easy stretch for some involved, as key players changed teams. In the case of the Sioux Greyhounds, it was a pair of longtime members of the organization that were moving on to new opportunities in overage goaltender Charlie Schenkel and veteran defenseman Andrew Gibson. Schenkel was dealt ahead of the trade deadline for overage players on Thursday, while Gibson was dealt the day before. Greyhounds general manager Kyle Raftes spoke on both deals being tough to make, including sending Schenkel to the Kingston Frontenacs. "It's tough because he's such a good person, and seeing him grow both on and off the ice over the last couple of years and what he's meant to the team, the second half of last year and then hitting the ground running this year, he's well liked by everybody, so on that side, it was tough," Raftes said. Raftes added that the deal was one in which Schenkel wasn't looking to be dealt, but when an opportunity to play closer to home with a team looking to make a potential playoff run was put in front of him, it opened up his eyes a little bit and he agreed to it. In addition to getting Lalonde in the deal, Raftes said getting three picks was an important piece of the deal. "The deal probably wouldn't have happened if we didn't get some picks back," he said. Raftes added that the deal came together rather quickly. "I know there were some rumors, but there was no talk about it until about 48 hours before the deal went through," Raftes said, also adding that the plan was for Schenkel to start in Sudbury on Wednesday, but the plan changed when talks of the potential deal began. In the days leading up to the deadline, the Greyhounds dealt Gibson to the Oshawa Generals for Brady T. Smith and 8 draft picks on Tuesday. The draft picks in the deal included a second in 2027, originally Owen Sounds, a third in 2027, a fourth in 2026, 2 fourths in 2027, one of which is originally Peterborough's, a sixth in 2027, a sixth in 2028, and a seventh in 2028. For Gibson, getting traded wasn't easy, but the veteran blueliner said he knew that something had been in the works in the days leading up to it. "When it was official, it kind of hit me," Gibson said. "It's a crazy feeling. I've had so many great memories in the city, and to think that I'm moving on to a different city and a new team is kind of crazy." Prior to playing his first game with the Generals, Gibson added that he hadn't fully wrapped my head around it, that he was no longer a Greyhound. On Thursday morning, ahead of the league's deadline for trading overage players, the Greyhounds swapped overage goaltenders with the Kingston Frontenacs. The Greyhounds dealt Schenkel to the East Division club in exchange for Nolan Lalonde and a trio of draft picks, including a third in 2026, originally belonging to the Sioux, a fifth in 2025, originally Brampton's, and a sixth in 2026. With the Frontenacs in town on Friday night to face the Greyhounds, Schenkel got the start against his former club and received a loud ovation from Sioux fans prior to the game, as well as during a video tribute during the first stoppage in play in the game. Asked about the cheers for the overage netminder, Greyhounds coach John Dean said, "It was so cool to hear them chant, Charlie. It was strange for me because I'm now fighting for Nolan Lalonde and he's starting his first game and here's another goalie get cheered like that, and it must have been surreal for him," Dean added. "At the same time, I'm so excited for Charlie to be recognized by the Sioux faithful for what he's done for us and the human being that he is." In speaking with the Greyhounds Gazette about the deal and the quick turnaround to face his now former club, Schenkel told independent media, "It'll definitely be a different experience and a cool story I'll have to tell in the future." Schenkel also said in the interview that he knew getting traded was a possibility this season. "I'm forever grateful for what this team and city has done for me," Schenkel also said. "I've grown a tremendous amount as a person and as a player due to the unreal, safe, unreal, and fun environment in Sault Ste. Marie. I've loved playing in the Sioux." In an interview the day after being traded, Gibson had similar things to say about playing in the Sioux and for the Greyhounds coaching staff. "John Dean is more of an old-school guy," Gibson said. "He likes to yell a little bit, but I love him. He did so many great things for me over the years and gave me the opportunity to succeed, and I can't thank him enough. He's put me in spots where I can thrive and where I can succeed. Gibson also spoke of working with Greyhounds assistant coach Brendan Taylor. "I've had him since I made it up from the Sioux Thunderbirds, and he's been great for my development," Gibson said. "I wouldn't be here without them," Gibson added of Dean and Taylor. Speaking about the hours ahead of the deadline, Raftees said there was some chatter and the Greyhounds did have discussions, but nothing ultimately materialized last minute. "A few of the teams in our conference really didn't do a whole lot, just ahead of the deadline," Raftees said. "Everybody was thinking the show was going to drop and checking in to see. I chatted with a couple of our guys that were older just on what they wanted to do if anything came together. A couple of them didn't really want to go anywhere, and I told them I'd keep them in the loop on it, because, if they have no trade clauses, it's fair to them. If something really made sense, we were going to do it. If there was a fit or something that could help us in the second half, but not sacrifice ice time for younger guys, we were going to do it," Raftees added. "It was a lot of talk, Friday morning and Thursday afternoon, but a lot of teams were looking for a depth piece or something like that."